The Ireland-Portugal Business Network is comprised of more than 200 member companies based in Portugal and Ireland. These companies are from a wide range of industries and professions and represent in excess of 25,000 people.
Hello and welcome to episode 48 of the IPBN podcast. I'm Ellis Dixon, the content manager for the network, and joining me today are the co-founders of Golf Concept, Estela Sargento and Ana Massapina. They're two friends with extensive experience in corporate events who discovered a common passion in golf. Estela brings a passion for organization, communication strategies, and brand activation to the table thanks to the skills that she developed while working in the tourism and marketing industry in the hotel business. 15 years ago, she pivoted to the golf industry, where she's worked in customer service, the commercial area, as an events organizer, and now as co-founder of a pretty amazing project. Ana Massapina, meanwhile, comes from an entrepreneurial background that has focused on golf from day one. She's organized national and international events and takes great pride in the golf management position that she assumed in 2015. These two ladies came together to create Golf Concept, whose aim is to train more qualified professionals in this area. But I'll let them speak a little more on that themselves. So Estela, Ana, thank you so much for joining us here on the podcast.
Hello, Ellis. Good morning. First of all, we want to thank IPBN and also you for the invitation. We are very happy to be here.
It's true. Thank you so much, Ellis. We are delighted to share our project, and we want to thank to IPBN for the invitation. Thank
Excellent.
You.
Perfect. So let's jump in. Can you guys tell me a little bit more about how you came up with the idea to found Golf Concept?
Yes, of course. But well, to explain how Golf Concept became a real project, we must explain how we start. I have a degree in tourism from the University of Évora, and golf came through the challenge of a teacher. So in my last internship, it came the idea of doing my academic work regarding golf as a tourism product, because this topic was rarely studied, and also there were few women in the area. So I loved the challenge, and I accepted. I thought it will be interesting in an area that was new to me, and I said, let's do it. This internship took place in 2007, and I still work in this area. So I think my teacher had the good feeling. I think I'm in a good way. At the golf courses where I worked, I have been lucky enough to be able to work in all areas. The most challenge was management, but my favorite job is to organize golf events and tournaments. So that's why I'm here now, I think.
Excellent. Sounds like a hole in one.
Yes.
And I also have a degree in tourism like Anna, and I started my journey in working in the hotel industry, more precisely in Troia. However, there was a moment when the company I worked for started a huge process of changing in its hotels, a big maintenance project. And then I had the opportunity to get a job at the resort's golf course in Troia Golf. That's why I began working in golf, and that was my first experience in golf. A little bit strange at first, I must confess, but then I realized maybe that was my future. Mm-hmm. So I worked for several years in Troia, which I loved. It's a special place. It's beautiful.
Gorgeous.
And I had a new challenge, which was to open a new nine-hole golf course. And that is when I met Ana. And from the beginning, we always realized that our way of working was very similar. And we always made a good match.
Oh, that's sweet. I love it.
It's true. And following what Stella said, we continued to work together on another project at the golf course and another golf project. And perhaps organically, the golf concept emerged. So we already had the clients, but the company was missing the strategic. So, and when we analyzed the golf market, we realized that there was space to create golf concepts. So,
I see where you're coming from. It's not often that you have the clients, but no company, you know?
Yes.
It's true.
Okay, so I just was looking at your website, which is fabulous, and I noticed that the motto of the company is Your Shot, Our Project. Can you tell me a little bit more about what that means in terms of your business model?
Yes, of course. So our motto is related to what Anna said. We had several projects from our clients, and basically we made it happen. In fact, a curiosity about our motto is the word shot means the first shot when a golfer starts playing. So for us, it made sense to have this as the golf concept motto. At the same time, we tried to create a unique experience. And always we'd focus on the tradition and history of golf.
Just to complete, as Stella said, we work hard to create a new vision of golf events, adding a touch of innovation and modernity to the best of tradition. And how we do this? To create strategic partnerships with the best professional in this area, associate premium brands. We also have the concern for sustainability. This year, for example, we had the concern of having the scorecards in the recycled paper, some gifts in bamboo and wood material. We had a digital tombola. Our main concern is to bring all the important topics to golf, for players to think and talk about the teams in is also our responsibility, just not to play. We have to think in the global vision. To complement our innovative way of working, we create strategic partnerships with media partners in areas such as lifestyle, travel, marketing, business, economic, corporates, and sustainability. Until now, many of the media we work, they didn't talk about golf, and now they do. So we think, and it shows how relevant and important golf is. I think it's the most important thing to want to pass with golf concepts. It's just not golf. We have another things.
I can see where you're coming from. I come from a long line of very good golfers. I myself don't play. I like to whack the ball very hard, but my grandfather used to use an expression, the number one rule in golf is to keep your head steady. And he said it's the number one rule in golf and it's the number one rule in life. So it seems like you're trying to sort of bridge this gap as well. I think that that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's true.
Yes.
And moving on to more practical terms, can you give me an idea of some of the past projects that you've worked on and maybe share some insights that you've gained from them?
Yes, Golf Concept carried out several projects since its foundation in 2022. We are still a baby, but we work in golf many years ago. So one of our main projects is the World Corporate Golf Challenge, which we are the licensee holders of this international competition. It is one of the biggest corporate golf events in the world. We also make part of the team of the world final. And next year, we will go to China to organize this big event. So it will be a memorable experience for sure. We also organize the Rangel Golf Cup. It is a national corporate golf competition, Audi Quattro Cup, among others, such as Jabra Golf Cup and the Senio Green. Basically, our main purpose, Alice, is to give brand visibility in a premium target market like golf. And also, we provide service as training and consulting to golf courses and companies. And our main goal with training is to contribute to specialized staff training in golf courses. And we feel it is a gap. Sometimes the golf courses invest a lot of time in the formation of their staff, but with very few information in this area. So we have already received some internships and started to give baby steps in this area. But we want to invest more. We want to be more strong in this area. Because it is important to have a professional working in golf. So, and regarding to consultancy. We guide brands and golf clubs who look for us to get a position themselves in the golf market. For example, we study the brand, we understand their target and what they want to achieve with golf, and together we define the integration into this area, and that's our services and our
Excellent.
projects.
Okay, that sounds amazing. And as we were preparing for this podcast, you had mentioned something about the Golf Concept Trophy. And I'd like you, if possible, to tell me a little bit more about that.
Yes. Golf Concept Trophy is the living proof of our mission. It's our baby because we offer a premium and historic award and do a tournament with our DNA. It is a product of Golf Concept. It had the first edition in 2023 in Sesimbra, and in 2024 was in Óbidos. Sorry. Next year, Golf Concept Trophy will be on the 26th and 25th of January, and it will be held at Praia del Rei again in Óbidos. It is an amazing golf course. Golf Concept will provide the winner with a unique experience in one of the world's largest professional golf tournaments, the world's one, the Open Championship. So it will be a very good award for the winning player.
Amazing. Can you tell me a little bit more about Open Championship?
Yes, Open Championship is the oldest major. So there are four important golf tournaments of the professional world circuit. The purpose of any professional golf player is to win one of these tournaments, or the four, which is the main goal for any pro. Three of these majors are based on the United States of America. And the oldest one, which is the Open Championship and our favorite, has always been held on a golf course in Scotland, England, and Northern Ireland. On the first edition of Golf Concept Trophy, the winner went to England. This year went to Scotland. And imagine, after 68 years, the Open returns to Northern Ireland next July. So the official golf course will be the amazing Royal Portrush in Antrim, and the winner of Golf Concept Trophy will be there to have the most amazing experience.
Oh my
We hope,
gosh.
and for sure.
And for all
We want to go
golfers.
too.
Yeah, exactly. I was
We
gonna
cannot
say,
play, but we want to
this
go
is
too.
the
We will try to
dream.
go. Yes, this is the
Yes.
dream.
It's
Come with
absolutely the
us,
dream.
Alice.
Yeah.
Let's go
My
together.
gosh. Let's go. I'm in. It seems like you guys have VIP passes over there, so yeah, I'm
Yes,
your
we
girl.
hope.
My dad's gonna want to come too. I'm just warning you.
For sure.
Oh, so the winner of the upcoming competition is going to be like awarded a trip to the majors, and that's just so cool. What else can they expect besides just watching the game?
Yes, the winner of the competition will have an amazing experience. We'll attend to the Open for 2 days. Imagine we'll be ne next to the biggest professional golf players in the world, with access to the hospitality area. And he will have the opportunity to play in other iconic golf courses nearby. And we also give all the services. It will be included accommodation in the 5-star hotel for 4 nights, flight, transfer service, the meals. So for sure it will be a memorable event. And according to the other past winners who has already been there, it is a lifetime experience.
Oh, if he got to put on the green jacket, I can imagine.
The green check.
Oh, yes. So can you tell me how people can participate in the Golf Concept Trophy match and what they can expect as participants? I mean, how do people get involved?
Yes, of course. All the players are very welcome. It is a competition available to all national and international federate golfers with an individual format. So, in the first day, they will play 18 holes, tee times from T1 and T10. On the second day, the players who pass the cut, like a professional competition, will compete for another 18 holes, and we will announce the winner of Golf Concept Trophy 2025. 50% of the players will pass the cut. But another one, players who don't pass the cut will be able to play and have lunch in the next day. So it's always a full experience, okay?
Excellent.
We will open the registration this November, and the players can make their registration through the official website and events bio link on Golf Concept Trophy social media, Instagram, Facebook. We are in all over. The registration will have a cost around 200 euros per person and includes two green fees, halfway bar on both days, cocktails on the first day and lunch, and prize giving ceremony on the last day, plus sponsor gifts. So it's a full registration.
Okay, you got the full package.
It's a full package.
Yes, a full package. Precisely.
So other than these amazing perks, why do you think businesses should align themselves with this event? What's in it for them?
So we believe, Alice, that associating their companies with golf and this event is a way of being connected to premium brands. There is a privileged target audience, as well as being present also in Obidush, which is a beautiful place. And it is currently one of the places in Portugal with a very strong tourist activity throughout the year. They are always receptive to new projects and the development of the region, and they have beautiful golf courses. So it's amazing.
You know, beautiful golf courses and Gingenia in a chocolate cup. I don't know. There's not a downside.
For sure.
Well, I wanted to thank you guys so much for taking the time to speak with me today. This all sounds super cool and like a truly exciting event, whether you're there to watch or play. So I'm so glad I had the opportunity to chat about it. And I'm sure the network will be delighted to hear about it as well.
Thank you, Alice, for sharing our project. And I want to thank to the network also. We are very grateful for this opportunity. Thank you. It was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
It's true. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. We really appreciate sharing our story, our project, our baby. And we are available for future projects where Golf Concept can be an added value. Thank you so much, Alice.
Thank you both again. If you'd like to hear more podcasts like this one that could potentially influence your business for the better, please be sure to subscribe to the Ireland Portugal Business Network podcast on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. If you're interested in becoming the subject of one of our podcasts, please get in touch with us online or by email to our general manager, Arnold Delville. Once again, this is Ellis Dixon thanking you all for listening, and I hope you'll join me for our next IPBN podcast, which will be announced soon. Until then, stay connected.
This has been a production of the IPBN in partnership with Pink Room. For more information, visit us online at ireland-portugal.com and on LinkedIn at Ireland Portugal Business Network. For more IPBN podcasts, find us on Spotify or visit our website for the full list of episodes.